Blog Talk Radio.
The Goliath, the flagrant maven pariah who murders ancient messiah, verbal sacred survivor, the serpent Satan saliva. I'm a intellectual birth of hatred, a fire, fuck them all. I can free fall and sprint wickedness out of the sky with eyes closed and spit ridiculous, lyrically limitless, spiritually inconspicuous. I exhibit a sickness, a serial exhibition, a series of abolition. It's clearly fear me the instrument, cause I've been sentenced this mirrored image of imminence. I am the definition of skills, definitive, infinitely inquisitive, inquisitions, infinitive, go! I'm next filing, X-Files, I'm firing, vital vitamins hiring, my saliva retiring, my messiah acquiring, psychosolid rewiring, hybrid fire inspiring, my desire than Iron Man, whoa! My brain waves are accompanied by Poseidon, lyric leviathan, rhyme and wild the violin. I will diminish any difference of image, scribbling intricately pinches when I'm compiling items in. Oh, cryogenic implemented forensic scripted inside the temperament of my curricular sentencing. Hypogenetic and ultramagnetic imprisoning, telekinetic visioning, Pavlov conditioning. Oh.
Score. Hello.
What?
That is the coolest thing that I have ever seen.
Yeah! Fire! Fire! Fire!
Oh yeah? Check this out.
But it's back to the rhyme again.
Man, my first chance out of this bitch, I'll probably take it. The final destination's amazing if I can make it. An old soldier, partial to cocoa on occasion. Don't remain persuasion, natural herbal remedy elevation. Started off with a pen and imagination. Now I'm trying to plot my topic of conversation. The obvious is domination in combination with a lot of patience. Honorably follow us through the devastation. Mental force channel, temperate frequency. Sequentially, my mind's intertwined with these beings frequently. I spot a serpent in high grass. Politicians inhibit freedom of thinking. Alien spacecraft. Configure pictures, riggers, holding bigger figures, cause they mutinous, causing pollution by pulling triggers. I advance, enhance with supernatural aim, entrance and try to romance what I've already named. I hear the flame dropping names like I'm done, spitting rhymes the competition and contribution to one, son. All you talk about is bitches and guns, riches and funds, a brother live broke, comfortably numb. To local rappers who need tackles, y'all just a hassle. Better all shackled down in the dungeon under the castle. The latter part of my crack vassals, last of my brain stems, a master blaster for rap gaffle, making your brain bend.
That was like terrible.
Yeah, look at these butt mockers.
I think it's like Brokeback Mountain or something.
Yeah, that's like Alan Jackson. This sucks. Change it.
These eyes will deceive you. They will destroy you. They will take from you your innocence, your pride, and eventually your soul. These eyes do not see what you and I see. Behind these eyes one finds only blackness, the absence of light. These are the eyes of a saddlebag.
On the celebration of Samhain, I inject the poison in my veins. While being electrocuted by seven bolts in my brain. Grabbed to a metal table, I'm barely able to inhale. Flashes of murder when our families in a dungeon cell. From hell with a smile where mo matches the crime scene. I violated my victims and stole their pipe dreams. The embodiment of morbidness. Enjoyed sex with a sorceress wearing a smile. All the while
I remain tortuous, reciting biblical texts, viewing people as demons. They found me in a pile of dead bodies, naked and screaming. Dragged me off to an asylum to assess my mind damage, and found there's no existing medication to manage. So I'm forever fucked, shunned, devastated, destined for condemnation, but I'm too mad to be shaken. My only sign at this point, time to make an escape or slaughter everyone I can reach outside of the gate. The man in the mirror preaches, you need Jesus. The demon in my stomach screams,
only the weak believes it.
So seize this opportunity, go free to savior and march. I'll be forever held close in the arms of the dark.
Jamie Joshua Live, coming to you with the low. What's up, low? Oh, what's going on? That's my low voice. Not much, man. Let's talk about the Diaries of Darkness. But about, like, was it 2014, 2015? You and Save Your Soul decided to do an album together?
Yeah. Yeah, we did an album, Diaries of Darkness, Simberg. All this whack shit, you know, you got two lyricists like the Mike Bison, Save Your Soul, and the Low. Oh, man, gonna be killing shit, you know. And we actually went to the Remix Live, Steve Leo, and, you know, we paid for the album with our own blood. And, you know, I'm checking.
Every day was payday, selling nickels and dimes, getting mine in my space from 86 to 88. I still hear the
rape of the Lord Tariq, I don't want to hear him. I like Peter Guns. Yeah, as we're two for two now. The first couple of shows with the Low, and now the last time and this time, the Low is the no show. Last week I decided to take the week off, and we said we'd do it this week, but yeah, can't wait forever, but we'll wait around here. I got some songs I can play. Sit here and wait for the real Low, not the imitation Jamie Low. Yeah, got some news, though, for you, breaking news. Next Sunday on the show, I'll be making that announcement tomorrow on Facebook via some video, so tune in for that. And in 2 weeks we got Mike Freck to talk all things MMA. That's coming up here, coming up tonight below. As we wait around here, let's see, what can I play? Oh, how about we listen to the finest lyricist in Columbus? That'd probably be a good way to kill some time here.
Hey yo, this track goes out to everybody in the 614 scene. I just gotta say, stay with Goliath right here, right now. I got something to prove. I have no disrespect towards any of you, but this is serious, okay? I want some...
This is fucking serious, okay? I have no disrespect to any of you, but right now I am going to disrespect every single one of you and this microphone.
Stay with Goliath right here, right now. I got something to prove. I have no disrespect towards any of you, but this is serious, okay? I want some next level shit. I'm trying to separate myself. I'm gonna prove it right here, right now. Shout out to Kid Money. Yo, I'm your brand new favorite rapper. I wrote the book on dope hooks. In fact, here's the latest chapter. I got bootleggers burning my shit like the last day.
Your brand new favorite rapper.
Backwards, it's a day of rapture. Call me the microphone messiah, cause I'll come back like an 80s actor. I got the second bastard and I'm staying plastic.
Come back like an 80s actor. Alright.
New age disaster. Fukushima
sounds like an invitation to me.
This motherfucker can't stop running his fucking mouth. Guess it's time to pick up the firearm. I got something for you. It's like I hit the track in the mode of attack to commit a murder. Since David Goliath's a bitch, I probably shouldn't hurt
her. Did you forget?
You cost the exiles a record contract. 20 years of my work down the drain, I ain't on that. I should've showed you how much of a thug I really am. Call the park ranger, David's fucking up my favorite jam.
And right about now,
you're like,
fuck you, Trey, I got ADHD, can't write every day.
If there's four middle fingers up, I'm instantly breaking two. My temper's about to erupt, so what the fuck you gon' do? We found out with no delay, you're whine if it ain't your way. Even on my drunken day, you're easily put away. This ain't rocket science, I will straight drop a giant. Leave it on the beat for now unless you want to riot.
You're dope.
Yes, again, your persona's not to be feared. I brought a weapon in the form of a piranha swimming in your ear. You generate hate and everyone. Nobody who figures you, I can tolerate you for long. You screwed over damn near anyone who has helped you.
Too hot?
The heat of the truth will make you melt, dude. You fucked over Libby.
Really?
Who's out?
Yeah, you fucked over Libby.
Finally lowered my normal vocabulary, so trying to come back against me just wouldn't be so scary. You'll be another victim just hanging under my bridges.
Hold on, 5-0 ho.
You can tell them the low did it. Snatch your fat ass up and stuff you inside a foyer. We'll fire in these shots.
Not sure who Libby is.
So let's toast to the west coast. I bang tracks on the east coast until you fuck your teeth broke. In an example, you'll buy too many pills of bad.
But everyone knows who Jamie Joshua fucking is.
What me to valiant attempt to save the bridge, you were far too gone and your ego was too big. If it's fuck save your soul, you in for nothing nice. You getting beat the fuck up from every direction twice. Rap versus rock.
God damn right. Shout out to Save Your Soul. Hope you're feeling better today.
Easy as hell. Why you talking shit a secret, but we know you too well. You're a wannabe hip-hop honky tonk man. In my world, you...
I don't think I ever... I think I've missed that. You're a wannabe hip-hop honky-tonk man.
A flow of Poseidon, or you wouldn't have been able to keep up with me.
You know, if the honky-tonk man looked like, you know, he'd been floating in the river for a few days.
You big in the city, where the fuck is the proof? I don't need to fabricate, I'll tell everybody the truth. Plus I know you give a fuck for loyalty in the scene. Got your partner drunk and jumped him and left him a BFB.
Sorry.
There's no room for pride in the circuit currently.
You're hot.
I turn the surface of Earth to the core of Mercury. You carry some serious mental issues. Everyone we know mutually constantly likes to diss you. The smallest bitch you got exiled for bringing nothing.
Everyone we know likes to diss you.
That you bump into something I can't stand. My right warrior. You like words and dropping. You're like, damn. I'm the legendary one for a reason, you dumb heathen. I'm the one spitting the poison. Give me something to believe in. In closing, I dispose of this whole rock in a faux hawk. Coming to burst your bubble there, David. So this is warning shot.
Yeah, you really thought you was gonna come up to the fucking bar and trash my brother and partner, and I wasn't gonna come back at you? You dumb bastard. Suck at rock and roll. You're mediocre and rap, like I already said. I don't know why you don't just give up and go hide in the basement some goddamn where. Suck. For real though, you ain't hot. You got two fans and they both underage. And your current chick is a toothless little midget. I don't know what the fuck you thinking. Like you can really hang with us? We was trying to help you out, you dumb bastard. I really hope you got the balls to come back at me. I'm begging you. Come on there, Goliath. You're a fucking giant, right? Prove it to me, cause I don't see shit.
Okay, that DOD album that they put out, Diaries of Darkness, with Trey Owens, you and Joey Keaton, Save Your Soul on the Low, that's a pretty fucking good album. Like, my dude Matt Gully, this is my fan and good friend Matt Gully. He bumps the DOD album all the time because me and Trey showed it to him and said, right, here's one of some of the most lyrical shit you've ever heard come from Columbus. I'm talking history of. And he bumps it every day. This is my friend. bumping this DOD album. It's a great album. So, first off, the Exile Squad broke up, but you know, a good album did come out of their part of it.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, right? They used part of my radio show at the end of that diss song. I feel that's a pretty good idea, whoever came up with that. there was this whole weird, I say weird, but it's real life situation where, you know, these different rappers, and at times they worked together and at times they fucking hated each other and made diss songs at each other and shit. But as far as I know, there was never a reply to Warning Shots that pretty much killed them off. I had David Goliath on the show many times. There will probably be a best of David Goliath sometime this year. That's how many times he did the show. I got a lot of best of episodes in the works. I can run through my list. I got best of music trivia with DJ Aladdin. The best of defending OJ came out this past week. You can listen to that now on whatever app you listen to your podcasts. I got best of girls because sometimes I've had girls on the show, which, you know, probably a surprise to people. the best of the dead people. Some of the people that did my show are dead now, so I'll do the best of the dead people. Just various things, you know, best to save your soul, for sure. Best of D1. He did the show several times. See, I'm able to do these best of shows now because I recently paid money to acquire my entire full library of live shows that are dating back to January 5th, 2015, and the first official show with Zach Fleer, and I said 2015, this is live, 2014, 10 years ago. There was one little test show at the end of December, then I did the first show with Zach Fleer live January 5th, 2014, and now in the year 2024, easy for me to say, I'm here tonight with the Low. What's up, Low? Why can't I do my Low voice good tonight? I'm a Low bot. I should be able to do the Low's voice better. I could do Jesse Ventura. Vince McMahon shit on a girl's head, and, you know, people are surprised by this. Yeah, you ever watch any WWE? You ever see Vince? How that could be something unimaginable is, you know, you apparently never watched Vince. There will be a bunch of shows during WrestleMania time. We'll get to the wrestling here on Jamie Joshua Live. I'll have a whole panel. I'll have reporters from the event, since I'm not going to Philadelphia for that. At least I don't think I'll be going. There could be a last-minute change. But yeah, I can't wait forever. I don't want to waste everyone's time with my rambling. Don't think the Low will be calling in. If he does hit me up the next hour, we'll come back on the air live here because I really want to get the show. I want to hear about the time he battled his friend, his friend's solo hits. Like, not someone he was mad at. It's just... do a battle on stage, though. You know, that's the rap game. You know, talk about if there's going to actually be a third album from DOD. If we're ever going to get a Low solo album, like an official. I know these hundreds and hundreds of songs, solo songs, but there's never been just an official release. There was never that album he did with Extra Large. That never dropped, you know, had Stomp on it. Yeah, I shouldn't be playing unreleased shit on my show without approval. Might give me some heat. Yeah, rappers don't like that shit. I got a lot of good fucking Save Your Soul, too, I could fucking play. Because if you're his friend, then you end up with some shit, you know, some good songs that aren't on the albums. But, yeah, not going to do that. My first best of. I'll be doing the best subs on nights like this when the guest doesn't call. Yeah, the first one dropped. The best of defending OJ. If you missed that, gotta check that out here. Fuck. Yeah. But you didn't know OJ rapped too, did you?
Okay. Completely botched opening, so let me just start. Let me explain what you're about to hear now. If I haven't already sent this to you.
And now it's Jamie talking over Jamie. What the hell's going on? He's entered a new dimension.
After the murders. Let me make that clear. This wasn't some shit.
That's the best of defending OJ. Listen to that now. We'll be back next week. My guest next week, longtime friend, former collaborator on a video show I did once upon a time every month. This will be the first time hearing from him in a long time. So it's going to be great. I will announce that tomorrow on my socials, on the Facebook, the Instagram, all that. So.
That's what I'm talking about. We talking about me. I can't take credit. God damn it.
Back in Buffalo. Why do people wonder about my intentions? Why do people ask me so many questions about how I made it to the top? About all the times I make those teams deep at the stop. They say, yo, coach, there's no stopping the juice. And when I'm on...
OJ. OJ. Innocent man right there, everybody. What the fuck? Criminal justice system is very flawed. You know, there was no blood in that in the house.
Sing along to that shit. OJ.
The best stuff, conspiracies like 9/11, I did show up once upon a time, who killed Tupac, all that kind of stuff. That'll be a show. I already said best of the dead people. What other ones are they? Oh, there'll be a lot of fucking best ofs if nobody calls in. But yeah, next week we'll be back live here. Should be 11 p.m. on the dot. And then in 2 weeks, Mike Freck, fighter, another guy I grew up with, lived in the same apartment complex many years ago. He would do fights in the garage. It may have been in Chopstick Rick's garage, but tackling a guy into a trash can and everything. It's good times. But yeah, we'll be talking about all that stuff. I'm sure Vince shitting on someone's head will probably come up. That's it. We got to keep on here in Peter Gaines. Jim Josh Brown.
Come on. Now I see you. Come on. This is sick. In '97, I made plans to see more money. '98, I blasted out.